of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
And how the Lord is actually showing an example regarding how a father should have a relationship with his children. And so even we tell stories today, or we make up stories. But Jesus was telling a religious story that had a connotation that would draw the significance of how men should relate in their family unit. And so that word parable means wasteful, extravagant, or uncontrolled. Wasteful, extravagant, or uncontrolled. Are we perhaps living in a generation where there is excessive waste? Are we living in a generation where there's excessive extravagance? We got more diamond rings in our ear. $5,000-$10,000 diamond rings. But we can't put a dollar in the collection plate. Uncontrolled, because there are situations and applications in society today where we are at a point in our historical makeup where it seems like there everything is out of control. We're watching it on the news every night. Jesus tells a parable to illustrate how man can be restored to a right relationship with God, and that relationship was accomplished in the completed work by Christ. What I love about Christ is that he has done all of the work, set all of the examples, and lived the life that we are to live, and embraced the thing that we have an accountability for, and then told us, even if you mess up, he said, I will work it out for you. I have often said it's almost impossible for men to go to hell. But some will go because they will not accept the plan that God has for fallen men. But those who have fallen, the Lord has accepted us back through the completed work of his son so that each and every one of us could be saved. If there are any sinners in the house, I'll lead the way. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23 suggests that all of us have some shortcomings. There are no holy folks. Let me say this. Because even if we say we're holy, we're thinking some stuff that we should not think. And sometimes we do think that we should not do. And sometimes we go places that we should not go. But guess who knows it? Let me leave that alone. On this Father's Day, it should be of great interest to every person here this morning, because all of us have drifted or departed from a healthy and a joyful relationship with God. And to drift means at one point we was anchored, and we have now loosened that hold, and we drift away from the source of our resources. You do know that the Lord is a source of all of our resources. He owns the silver as well as the gold. The cattle on 1,000 here, he owns it all. So he is the source. I'm reminded that the 24th division of Psalms says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, for he founded it. He owns it all. And the same God who founded it all delegated or surrendered it to you and I. He gave Adam dominion, power, and authority to rule what he created. So the parable relates to every Christian whose relationship with God is not what it should be. And the Lord is waiting on us to reach out to him as a loving father who cares for his children. In either case, my brothers and sisters, this parable shows us how we can be restored to a rightful relationship with God. The parable of the prodigal son served as an analogy And that word analogy simply says a likeness of our Heavenly Father's relationship with his children. The Father in this story represents God, Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, while the two sons represent people, that's you and I, I'm teaching. The younger son represents who have left a right relationship with his father. Growing up, each and every one of us had to leave home. But there was some training that went on before we left. And it was befitting for us to remember what our fathers and mothers shared with us as we left home. Are you hearing me? The older son in this story illustrates the attitude of the self-righteous and how often we have issues concerning God's abundance grace towards sinners. For sometimes we want God to forgive us of our offenses, but judge others for the same offense. What I have discovered is how God is fair and just to all of us. Like the father in this parable, God regrets our rebellion, but he loves us so much that he allows us to walk out on our relationship or our fellowship with him. He's not going to stop us because he gave us a free will. My brothers and sisters, God is watching the action of his people. And this is due to our free will, which was granted to man. But he is also a God who runs to us when we return and restore us when we repent. God embraces us even when we fall out of fellowship with him. He runs to us when we repent, when that redemption takes place because of the redemption of what the Son has done for us and through us. He runs to us and welcomes us back. My brothers and sisters, in this parable, it tells us there was a man who had two sons. The younger son said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." First of all, the estate belongs to the father. And so God, who owns it all, has the authority to delegate it to whomever he chooses. And a father who has the responsibility of the house delegates, or he wills out what he desires for the family to have. Here was a son who was dissatisfied or discontented with the lifestyle which he had with his father. The younger son had been blessed by his father, and yet his desire caused him to leave what he had and enjoy life to see what the world had to offer. This is what happens when we take our eyes off of what the Father has for us. It is during those times we desire to see if the grass is greener on the other side. I want this because this is better than what we got. And sometimes when you go after something that you really don't know, you get what you ask for. My aunt told me once during a tragic time in my personal life, she said, when God gives a woman a pastor or a preacher, God gives her his very best. He said, anytime that woman gets something else, it's less than God's best. You'll catch that. When God gives you something, he gives you his best. Anything we gravitate after will be less than God's best. Y'all got quiet on that. It won't be what God. Here's what God will do. He will let you do what you desire to do. But it will not be what God has for you.
That's right.
When we think about this parable, it tells us there was a man who loved his son, but the sons wanted more because he wanted something greater on the outside of what the father had prepared for him. So we see how this son wanted more. So the father divided his property between the sons because the father loved his son. And then he gave up what he had established to give to his son. And we could call this unconditional love. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave his son for you and I. And that unconditional love allowed him to give what he owns to those whom he loves. God loves us in time that we don't love him. God embraces us in time that we pull away from him. God still have a relationship with us, even though we won't even acknowledge him, because he loves us. We are told not long after that, the younger son got together all he had and set out for a distant country and there squandered his wealth in wild living, a riotous living. See, when you're not managing things, your affairs well, you will spend it on anything. Or when you're not obligated to do what the Lord tells you to do, your money seems to just go away.
That's true.
The younger son got to see and experience the things of the world. And he would soon discover that the world can and will consume you. Watch out for those smiling faces. Y'all know the story. He would experience the things of the world, and he would soon discover that the world can and will consume you. After he had spent everything that he owned and had, there was a severe famine in that country, and the younger son began to be in need. He was broke. Isn't it amazing how when you got money, everybody wanted to party with you? Who was that? Mike, was you talking about that? When you got money, everybody want to be your friend, your partner. They love you. But when the money runs out and the music go down, they don't know you anymore. The people who swore that they love you may be the ones who's talking about you. Keep living. My brothers and sisters, God is watching and God is working things out for our good. It tells us after he had spent all that he had, a severe famine came and the younger son began to be in need. What it tells us is that he wasn't prepared for what was in store. Is God asking the world, are you prepared? You got to hear this. Are you prepared for what's in store? In a world that he created, what do you see? Are you prepared for what's in store for tomorrow? Are you prepared to see the violence? Are you prepared to see the food markets, high prices? Are you prepared? I'm told in time of plenty, in time of war, prepare. Or in time of peace, prepare for war. In other words, I'm telling you something. Prepare. Because it may not be like this always. Because we are going through something right now that we have never experienced before in the history of this nation.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry.